What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Dropping Dimes. This is the weekly dime show where we round up the most recent happenings in the world of basketball. I'm your host, Rodrigo, but you can call me Rod. And I'm joined by the guru of graphics, the Gatsby of GIFs, the Sin Master. Evans, how are you doing, man?
It's good, man. I'm glad to be back. Had a bit of a cold last week. Missed out on a really good episode. I know you and Raph did the jersey review, which I quite liked. So just glad to be back.
And you still sound a little bit, you got that sexy radio voice still.
My nose is stuffed right now, so.
Okay, that's not sexy at all.
No.
God, excuse me. No rap this week. I feel like you guys are taking turns on who takes on the co-host duties.
It seems like it, yeah.
With an allegedly insomnia, Raph is, he confirmed just before we started taping. So I'm calling BS on it, live on the show.
If you're listening, Raph.
So, he won't listen. I hope he does, but I'm calling you out, man. You stayed up. I know him. So he probably stayed up watching some quirky video on YouTube and went down a rabbit hole. So he probably found, like, airplane tricks or something.
Wow.
Like paper airplane tricks. And just started going off on that rabbit hole. And it's like, damn, it's 4 a.m. I should go to bed.
We'll call him later. We'll wake him up in the middle of the afternoon from his nap.
We have a really good show. A lot happened this week. We're going to talk about James Harden and the Rockets, the Lakers who beat the Blazers. We're going to talk about the Knicks firing Coach Fizdale, Zion Williamson, nowhere to be seen yet. And we're going to give our 2 cents on the NBA midseason tournament. So let's get started, shall we?
Let's do it.
So first off, the James Harden phantom dunk. So we all know what happened. The Rockets were playing. Oh God, I should have written that down. I forgot. But James Harden went. Oh, the Spurs. So in the fourth quarter, James Harden goes for the steal and for the dunk, and he dunked the ball so hard that the dunk sort of
recoils from from the net.
Recoils back.
Spins about.
Yeah, it's the weirdest thing. Like this is when physics betray you, I guess.
Yeah.
Like he dunked it so hard that it recoiled back, goes back on top of the rim, and it bounces off. But it was a no basket, right?
Which should have been. Because it clearly went through the hoop.
Yeah, it went through the hoop.
The three refs missed it.
And I checked the rules, and it said that a made basket is considered when the ball clears the net.
Yeah.
Which it did.
For sure.
So it was really bad luck.
Mm-hmm.
But so it was weird because, the milliseconds that follow that, I've watched that clip many, many times.
Yeah.
And it's so James Harden and the defender, they go chase the ball down as if it was. I don't know if James Harden knew that he.
I think he knew, but for some reason he went for the ball anyway, which didn't help his cause.
It looked like he missed.
He missed,
right?
I think that kind of made the refs kind of realize that maybe it was a miss and didn't bother making that call.
So, and what's funny is that, when you watch it in real time, you go like, hold on.
Yeah.
Like, did that go in?
Yeah.
But obviously when you slow it down, it's like, oh no, that clearly went in.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what Coach D'Antoni wanted the refs to do, to review it.
Right.
But apparently it was too late or.
Yeah, I think what happened was, it was kind of like the Rockets' fault because they were just arguing the call for so long that apparently they missed the official, formal review request.
But. So my question here is, if they were, arguing for 30 seconds or longer, isn't that something like, at no point no one said, can you review this? Like,
I guess.
Review?
I guess it was just
Do you have
so
to
much,
do the twirly thing on your finger?
Which is shocking. Yeah, you'd think with all that time they had, someone from the coaching staff, maybe a player would have signaled for that, but.
Like anyone. I mean, I've seen, and I'm sure you've seen NBA games where someone takes a three. This is fairly. Fairly often this occurrence, someone takes a three.
Might have been a two.
Might have been a two, and so they call a three on the floor or a two, and then the refs go like, I don't know.
Right.
So they wait for the longest time, usually a timeout, and then the refs themselves they go back, review it, and they say like, oh, that was a made three. Oh, he was stepping on the line. That's a two, and they adjust the score. I mean, obviously it doesn't happen in another quarter, but they wait and play it out until there's a dead ball.
That's interesting. Maybe the Rockets were assuming that the refs would do the same in that instance and just review for them without them asking for it. Maybe.
I just find it wild. So bizarre.
Yeah.
And okay, so this doesn't end here, right?
Oh yeah.
Because then the Rockets submitted the official paperwork to protest the result of the game, And they are requesting that A, they are awarded the win.
Oh, wow.
Or B, that the last 7 and 15 minutes of the game are replayed. Because no one has seen the paperwork, but sources close to the team say that they made a very big case that this could have been a turning point in the game, right, where they were still up 13 and they blew the lead.
Right. They blew a pretty big lead.
Yeah.
Because it was like a 22-point lead at first.
At one point. So, I mean, both of those instances, I find them beyond ridiculous.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something, dear Rockets. Here I start. This is why no one likes you. Stop whining.
Oh, man.
You lost the game.
I had no clue there was like a official paperwork sort of process. There is.
So, and this is not the first time they've done it. They did it last season. I can't remember right now. And the Rockets. Feel free. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Dear listeners, feel free to call us out. But there was a protest on another game. It wasn't to that magnitude of like, we should have won.
Yeah.
But somewhere along the lines, they keep doing this, you know, protesting the calls and making an official case with the NBA.
Right.
Now, asking to be awarded the win, I think that's just the stupidest thing to request.
They can't do that. They had many chances, too, that a lot of calls were actually favored for the Rockets. I was watching this B-ball breakdown. Shout out to Coach Nick.
Shout out.
There was like a Russell Westbrook backcourt violation that the refs missed as well near the end of the third quarter where they, you know,
yeah,
ended with like a buzzer beater dunk from Tyson Chandler. So that was one instance. So, yeah, they can't really argue from it. Also, they had many chances.
They were up 13, right?
Yeah.
When this happened. So they would have been up 15 and... Right. I don't know. I mean, in a parallel universe, maybe Coach Pop calls timeout and he's like, nah, this, you know, we blew it, whatever. Right. He takes out the starters, sends the bench in.
True.
But the Spurs came back and forced overtime.
Yeah.
And then they beat the Rockets.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't think you can ask to be just awarded the win. I mean, you lost your lead.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you were up 15 or whatever,
yeah,
you could have been up 30 for all I care, but... I mean, would that make a difference? They blew their lead.
They knew.
The Spurs came back, period. They made it fair and square.
It was an impressive comeback. I mean, shout out to, is it Lonnie Walker?
Lonnie Walker had a night.
Like, unsung hero, came out of nowhere and just boosted their confidence and just won the game for them.
And that's my point. Like, why would you request to be awarded the win automatically? Like, wouldn't the Spurs then come back and say like, we're going to protest this?
Yeah.
Now, asking for the last 7 and 15 minutes to be replayed, how do you feel about that?
How do you even do that?
It's been done a couple of times.
Really?
So in 2006, I believe, when Shaq was in Miami, he fouled out, and I think the Heat lost the game, but he only had 5 fouls. So the last 3 and something minutes were replayed, and it was against the Hawks. I checked this out.
So they would replay it the next time they meet?
I think so.
Okay. Like before their scheduled game.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And I don't think that part was televised. But also, it didn't matter because I think it was such a... Like, it didn't really matter. I think the Heat won or... No, they lost. And Atlanta, just they were like, whatever. And Atlanta ended up winning again. It's just that Shaq could play the last 3-5 minutes of the game.
Wow.
But this is, you know, almost an entire quarter.
Yeah.
I don't know how do you do that.
I'm kind of interested in seeing them do that now because I had no clue that the NBA actually allowed for replay of games.
That was the only other instance in modern history, I should say, that this happened. The first time it happened like in the 70s or something like that.
Crazy.
But I don't know. I mean, this is not your Sunday league where you can go like, hey, you know... Let's take a shot and see who's got the ball.
Yeah.
I don't know how you ask for almost an entire quarter to be replayed.
I mean, they're both in Texas, so that might help. It's a bit easier.
Yeah, I guess so. Still, I don't...
Still.
Just take the L take and walk L, away.
Move on.
Although, in the loaded West,
down the road, for sure.
Oh, my God.
Especially with this rivalry,
I just hope that now that the Mavs are doing great... you know, it comes down to like one win between the Rockets and the Mavs. Ooh. Or something like that, or whoever the Rockets and whoever is seated better than them,
yeah,
that it comes down to like one victory.
Yeah, it could come down to that.
I hope so. I just want more drama.
It'd be fun, yeah.
But no, let's put it in like...
It was a good game.
Let's put it in regular people's terms. Have you ever had a moment in your life where you felt cheated, or you were actually cheated by the system or whatever, but had to move on?
I couldn't really think of one, but like on the way I was thinking, this probably dates back to elementary school when we're a bunch of kids, we're out in the field and we just wanted like a running race or from one end to the field the other. I remember lining up and like getting ready to race against a couple of older guys, and one of them just before the race kind of, gave me a look, was just like, oh, maybe, I'm not going to really try. And then as we got to the line, getting ready to race, on your mark, get set, go. I was like, oh, this guy said he wasn't going to try, so I'm just going to take it easy. As soon as he said go, this guy books it. I'm just like left behind in the dust. I'm like, what the hell? This guy just lied to me. But hey, I guess you learn young that, you can't believe everything you hear.
That's like what, I can't remember who said it last season, that he asked the guys, I think it was Zeebo, that he asked the guys at the free throw, like, are you going to go for the rebound? Because I'm not.
Oh.
Are you going to, are we going to do the push and shove?
Box out, yeah.
And he told him, like, I'm not going to go. Like, want it, it's yours. And then he actually boxes them out. Wow. Yeah. You got Zeebo'd.
I got Zeebo'd.
I had someone, it's somewhat recent, actually. This happened at Urban Rec. So this is our, like, adult recreational sports league in Vancouver.
Yeah.
I had a basketball team. It was mixed, so it was men and women. And we sucked. I knew we were going to suck. Honestly, I just wanted to play ball.
Yeah.
But this game, it went down to the wire. We won by one. Someone called a foul in the last 30 seconds. They were like, okay, foul. There's no refs, so you take it from the top.
Right.
And you move on, right?
Mm-hmm.
But someone called a foul. We won. We were super happy. It was our first victory after losing six straight or something like that.
Nice.
And then the volunteer, there's someone that keeps the score and the time at the table, but they're not the refs. They're just there to conduct the game. Right. Make sure that
there's no fights.
Starts a fight. Yeah. And she's like, hey, yeah, the captain of the other team wants to talk to you. And I'm like, what happened? He's like, hey, man, yeah, good game. I'm like, yeah, what's up? He's like, so you guys went over the foul limit, and that gives us an extra point. So technically we tied. I'm like, what? I'm like,
After the game. Oh,
so
man.
His team is still like sitting on the bench.
Yeah.
My team is already like getting ready to go home. They're getting changed. Right. They're taking off their sneakers. I'm like, no. I was somewhat familiar with the rules, and I was like, yeah, I know there's, if you go over a number of fouls, you're supposed to be awarded a point, but why didn't you do it on the spot?
Right, when everyone was still on the court.
And not after we beat you.
Damn.
It's like, nah, man, it's just, either we tie, which is stupid because you could tie the game and just, it was a draw.
There's never an OT.
There was no overtime because then the next game has to start.
Right. Wow.
It's like, well, so either we tie or, we take it to the league. I was like, what? Are you serious right now? I'm like, it was 1 point, man. I told him, I made a case with him. I'm like, let us have this.
This please. Is our record.
Yeah, I told him, we had a good game. It was fun.
Yeah.
No one hurt anyone. Right. It was an actually fun game.
Sportsmanship
just
was there.
Let us have it. I told him, look, my guys are getting changed, or my team, and just let us have it. This is our first victory. He's like, no, I won the tie.
Wow.
So I'm like, okay, can we talk to the volunteer? And the volunteer agreed. She's like, yeah, these are the rules. And I'm like, but she should have called it.
Right. There's some gray area there.
Yeah. When that happened, not after the game when he knew he lost.
Right.
And I'm like, no, it's a tie.
He probably just realized after the game too, maybe.
I think someone told him.
Okay. Someone from the other team.
Yeah, from his team.
Oh, from his.
Yeah. Okay. Someone might have been like, hey, man, there's this obscure rule about getting an extra point. So, and then I had to walk back in complete shame and tell your team that we tied the game officially.
That we didn't actually win.
Most of them didn't give a damn.
Right.
But still. I was sad. I felt cheated by the system.
You got to submit some official paperwork to Urban Rec, man.
That's what the Rockets should do. They should move on.
You got to replay that game.
The last 30 seconds of the game.
The last 30 seconds, man.
I need to find this team.
Yeah, you got to build your team again.
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't want to do that. Ugh. Well, so much for that. Let's see what happens, and I hope the Rockets just take the L and walk away.
Yeah, they blew the game.
They did. There's no explanation other than
Westbrook
that.
Westbrook blew the game with his wild shots and whatnot. Not a fan of Harden, but he went 24 of 24 on the free throw line, so that's pretty impressive.
Same, not a fan of Harden, but what he's doing is
it's out ridiculous, of his mind. Yeah.
I don't like him. Mm-hmm. I almost want to punch him in the face, but I respect what he's doing on the court.
True, yeah.
All right, let's move on to the Lakers versus Blazers game. If you guys follow us, you saw that I posted a quick story of me having an absolute blast and Raphael not having a lot of fun because the Lakers obliterated the Blazers 136-113. And it wasn't – the first quarter was close, but after that, it was just – it was a walk in the park.
Overpowering.
It wasn't – at one point, I had a friend that was visiting, and he came with his family, so he has three kids. I think at one point – even I was a little bit, not bored, but I wasn't paying attention to the game and started playing with the kids.
Wow.
So I'm like, this is a dub. Let's just move on. But sad news.
Maybe Raph's just sad about that and can't
sleep.
Oh,
you're
right.
Maybe
that's what's happening.
Maybe maybe
he's been thinking about that loss.
Yeah. I'm so sorry, Raphael.
Oh, man, you rubbed it in too hard, man.
Yeah. I was giving him a very hard time.
Oh, I bet you were.
I was a little bit unbearable, to be honest. Every time AD scored, I would put like my index finger between my eyebrows and just be like, nice. Unibrow!
Nice. That's awesome. That's good to see LeBron and Melo reunite, though, on court.
Since, it was good, yeah.
Since LeBron went crazy on social media when the announcement of Melo's comeback was made.
So. Yeah. The sad news, though, is that Rodney Hood tore his Achilles.
Oh, yeah. That's...
And it was early in the game.
That's rough. That could have made a bit of a difference.
Yeah.
He's been playing pretty well for them.
I felt very, very sad because, you know, we were watching the game live and we were still paying attention because it was early in the game.
Yeah.
And then we saw one of the Blazers going down and we were far away from the screen, so I couldn't really tell who it was. And then it was like Rodney Hood, and then they replayed. They showed the replay.
That's hard to watch.
And then you could see that no one is around him.
He just collapses,
and
then, yeah.
He feels like the snap.
Looks like the Kobe, KD type
of
thing.
Yeah, it was very KD, like where he sort of looks
just
back
lands,
at what happens and then just collapses and then just starts complaining and you know, hitting the floor. And yeah, it was bad. It was bad. So
speedy recovery.
Yeah, best wishes to Rodney Hood. But suck it, Blazers!
Still no love.
I was honestly concerned because the Lakers were coming out of Denver and out of Utah.
Right.
Like,
which, you know.
Good teams.
Yeah.
If not, the chances started doing so-so. I'm not going to celebrate too much because they're not doing great.
No, no.
But Denver is a good
Denver's
team.
Good.
They're a solid team. The Lakers were on the road and they got that W. Then they see the Jazz and then they ended up in Portland. Portland is a tough arena to play in.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was the one that we were going to drop.
Really?
I didn't expect them. I thought it was going to be at least a close one.
Yeah.
And I did not expect it to be a blowout.
Mm. I mean, we did talk about, like, off air. You said that CJ McCollum has been pretty cold to
he's
start
improving.
The season.
He's
but
improving.
He's picking up now. Yeah. But, yeah, losing a key guy like Rodney definitely doesn't help their cause.
And Nurkic still
Nurkic's
out.
Still out, yeah.
They don't have a really good team. I think Zach Collins still on the bench. He was injured on the game. Hassan Whiteside, I don't know what's the problem with him.
I feel like he's doing better than he was in Miami for the last 2 years.
But there are times where like, he completely checks out of the game mentally.
Yeah, I could see that.
He had a strong first quarter. He was giving AD some trouble, honestly.
For sure, with the size and a little bit of whatever's left of his athleticism.
But it's still somewhat there.
Yeah.
But then after the second quarter, like he was a non-factor.
Mm-hmm.
He was just one more body on the court.
Yeah, he's probably not a four-quarter type of player. He's
no.
probably like a good, you know, first half, maybe a bit of a third, and checks out, I guess, like you said.
If I'm the Blazers, honestly, once Nurkic comes back, you know, insert him, unless he doesn't feel like that, but as soon as you can insert him into the starting five and send Whiteside to the bench.
Yeah.
I don't think that's... And he's in a contract year, but he's not a player that... Seems to have the drive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't help that you're playing the Lakers too, right?
I mean
11 straight road wins, is that what it is?
Yeah.
I mean, Dwight Howard, AD, and JaVale McGee. It's insane.
I haven't had this much fun.
The Tri Towers right there.
I haven't had this much fun in such a long time.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. Like every highlight I see, it's like all alley-oops. I'm pretty sure the Lakers are like leading the league in alley-oops right now.
If that's a stat. Yeah, there was this one from Caruso, like an inbound play to LeBron.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Ridiculous.
I wish I could be LeBron's age and still, and just rise like half the way where he goes.
And it's not just their offense. Like I think they're top rated in defense. Yeah, rating as well. So it's actually scary.
I was reading this morning, we're top 5 offense, top 3 defense.
Jeez.
So, I'm feeling pretty good about the Lakers. And that same night, the Clippers blew a game against the Bucks.
Right. Woo! That was crazy. Didn't see that coming.
It was such a good night. I bet such it was. A good night. Do you see what happened in Utah where LeBron took off his shoes and the Utah broadcasting team gave him such a hard time? They call him disrespectful.
We took off his shoes. Oh, like LeBron, during the game.
No, at the end of the game. It was a blowout as well.
Right.
So LeBron took off his shoes. He wasn't going to go back into the game.
Right.
And then he started celebrating, and he walked into the court without shoes, and he was, like waving a towel, like he was having a good time.
Yeah,
and then the Jazz team called him disrespectful because of doing that. But then there were clips of LeBron, taking off his shoes, signing them, handing them over to Kidd.
Right, I think Utah was just a bit sour on that loss.
Suck it, Utah. Man, I'm having such a good time. It's gonna be if the Lakers go to the finals. And
you're buying us all tickets to it. Oh, no, thanks, man.
No. That's I love you guys. I saw that you know coming. This, but
damn.
But I am going to LA. I don't know how.
Oh, I bet you are.
I'm staying outside of Staples, probably because those tickets are super expensive.
Oh my gosh.
But I'm going. Speaking of tickets, Rafael and I are going to go to this very same game.
Oh yeah.
Lakers against the Blazers on December 28th.
So soon.
Stay tuned for updates on our social media on Instagram. And if for some reason you're going to the game in Portland, let us know. We'll give you a sticker.
I'll be looking for you guys on TV.
I'll make a sign.
Oh, you should. What are you going to put?
I think I'm going to make an arrow pointing at Rafael and then saying, I'm with idiot. And she's like, hey.
Let me know. I'll help you up with that.
I have decided that I will wear my LeBron jersey. Lakers nice. Jersey. And I've heard that fans in Portland they get rowdy and they mess with you. They talk a lot of trash, but they're super respectful. So looking forward to have some fun with the fans in the Moda Center.
That'd be fun.
All right, let's move on because I always get teased that this is a Lakers podcast. But I'm available if anyone wants to interview me for a Lakers podcast. All right, let's talk about the other side of the spectrum, the Knicks. The entire other side. So the Knicks fired coach David Fizdale during the week after a 4-19 start. And this also comes after a couple weeks, if not just a week, when the Knicks president came out and said that either coach Fizdale better turn things around or there would be changes. Don't quote me, but that was the message.
Right.
It was a little bit more elaborated. Yeah, but it was directed at Coach Fizdale.
If it was like a forewarning that something was going
to... Pretty much. And I mean, I think the Knicks are delusional, honestly. What did they expect? The only good player that they have is arguably...
Dennis Smith Jr., maybe?
RJ Barrett, for sure. But he's a rookie.
Right.
Julius Randle sometimes.
Meh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Inconsistent.
Yeah. Dennis Smith Jr., Nilikina. I don't know. I feel like these guys don't want to play New York. Probably I feel like not. If they're traded, they're going to be really good role players.
Or starters or whatever.
Or whatever, yeah.
Just better in general. Yeah.
And they're just going to enjoy life a lot more. But I just think they're being absolutely delusional.
Yeah, and to just blame it on the coach. And kind of just throw him under the bus is
especially rough, someone like Fizdale that has such a good rep with players.
Players, yeah, they love him.
So let's review the last few coaches of the Knicks. Let's do a decade because it's the end of the decade. So they started off the 2010s with Mike D'Antoni, who was a coach for the 2008 to 2012 season. Then they had Mike Woodson, 2012 to 2014. Then Derek Fisher, 2014 to 2016. We all know what happened. Kurt Rambis, just the end of 2016. Then Jeff Hornacek, 16 to 18. Wow. David Fizdale, 18 to 19. And now Mike Miller, who is the interim head coach until...
Not to be mistaken with Mike Miller, the player.
No.
Because I actually thought it was.
I when thought I first so too. I was like, what? I didn't even know he was part of the coaching staff. No. This is 55-year-old Mike Miller, who I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
But I heard Keith Bogans, who used to be an NBA player and was a Kentucky star, is their assistant coach they brought up from the G League.
Wow.
Who knows? Maybe that'll change the culture with a newer coach. I don't know.
That's the thing. Like, you know, everyone thought that with Coach Fizdale, who's more of a nurturing and also kind of like no nonsense kind of guy, that he has such a good rapport with players, things would change. But then
they didn't give him much of a chance. I mean, 1 year, one season, and a bit.
And they signed like 14 power forwards and like, all right, that's your team. I'm like, what? You can't be kidding me.
They're not giving him much to work with either, though.
And now there's speculation of a bunch of names being thrown out as the new head coach for the Knicks. So amongst those names is Becky Hammon from the Spurs, Jason Kidd from the Lakers.
Again.
Yeah. Wow. There's a few, but those two are the ones that.
Jason Kidd would be good, though. I could see Jason Kidd would be good. He's played there, he has experience.
Jackson.
Oh, is he looking to coach again?
I don't know if he's looking.
They would love him there. He's a legend.
True.
He's a legendary Nick, right?
So there are reports that Jason Kidd and Mark Jackson are sort of leading the pack.
That'd be interesting.
If everyone knew this would have happened, I think the Lakers and the Knicks should have traded coaches. It's like, we'll give you Jason Kidd. Send us Mike Fizdale.
They could have done that, yeah.
David, not Mike.
David Fizdale, yeah.
Yeah. And just give us some cash or whatever.
Yeah, I just hope Becky Hammon doesn't go there. That'll ruin
No. Yeah. Please, no. It would not be an ideal start. Whoever takes up that job is going to be fired in a couple years.
Calling it now. Yeah, probably. By the way it looks in the past 10 years, none of them has been more than 2 years except for D'Antoni.
Yeah.
So...
It's
the curse.
It is a curse.
It's the curse. Or they just need new ownership, period.
But the strangest thing is that if you even mention that anywhere in the vicinity of Madison Square Garden, you're going to get kicked out. Yeah,
fair enough. They should just bring back Charles Oakley as a coach.
Oh, my God. I think hell would freeze over before.
Probably.
So the Knicks are still at 4-19. And they are the worst team in the NBA. Not even the Warriors are this bad.
Wow.
So, just like last year, Knicks fans should be, my advice is that they start looking forward to the draft. Don't get too invested, Knicks fans. Let's learn from our mistakes, okay? Yeah. You guys had photoshopped Zion on the Timberlands and the Yankee hat. People probably got jerseys done with Williamson on the back and number one.
Probably.
Don't get that invested, guys. Let's just be happy that you might get a good draft pick and then go from there.
Yeah.
Don't, whoever is the number one prospect, don't Photoshop him in a Knicks jersey. Just don't. Save yourselves. This is for your own mental health. Also, I hate to ruin it to you guys, but if you get the number one pick, I'm going to predict who they're going to choose. Are you ready?
Who is it?
You're not even ready. No one is ready for my take.
I have no idea.
LaMelo Ball.
Oh, okay.
LaMelo Ball. I can hear it. With the 2020...
Wow.
Yeah, with the 2020 number one pick in the... No, hold on. That's not how it goes. With the number one pick in the 2020 draft, the New York Knicks select LaMelo Ball. Out of the Illawarra Hawks. Now, there's going to be a lot of boos because they tend to do that. Like, boo. And then LaMelo Ball is going to be in the Knicks. I'm calling it. And guess who's going to come along?
His brother.
No. LaVar. LaVar Ball. God. New York LaVar.
Oh, God. Actually, that suits him.
Kind of, yeah.
He's kind of like a very loudmouth guy, so he says whatever the hell he wants. Yeah, I could see that working.
I can see it. I can see it. So my best wishes to LaMelo Ball. dude, start stocking up on New York hats and Timberlands. That's the look. Because you're going from sunny Australia to New York City. All right, and good luck to the Knicks. I mean, I don't know what else to say. I mean, if you're a fan of the New York Knicks, I have so much respect for you right now.
We're praying for the Knicks.
I don't think prayers can save them.
Probably not.
They need to sell the team. Do you know any New York Knicks, Evs?
No.
Fans?
No, I don't.
Me neither.
No. Actually, maybe one. But that's because he lived there for a bit. And now he's a Raptors fan.
Oh, that's better, yeah.
Yeah.
Knicks fans, just look up north of the border. There's not actually a good team playing there. It's called the Raptors. Ouch. And I've heard they're pretty welcoming, so you might want to change your passport. So, yeah. You know how people used to drive from Toronto to the down to New York?
It's the other way around now.
Get those passports out. Go see a good team. It's only a couple hours away. And it's just as cold, so you don't need to adjust. It's probably cheaper because Canadian dollar is a little bit weaker than the U.S. dollar.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just go and watch a good team.
It's a great idea.
Make yourselves a favor. All right. Let's move on to Zion, who was supposed to be our Rookie of the Year.
Yeah. Well, he might still get a chance next year.
True, if he doesn't play, yeah. So there are reports that he suffered a minor setback after surgery.
Oh, no.
And he's not going to come back in the 6 to 8 weeks that was originally projected for his debut. Now, I'm not a doctor. I know that he removed his meniscus.
Right.
And I've heard, you know, a number of players saying that, Dwayne Wade especially, who removed his meniscus when he was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he regretted doing that because he feels his career would have been longer if he had kept it and just rehab.
Right.
And maybe taken a year off. Now, then Derrick Rose was asked about this, because if there is anyone that is an expert on injuries, it's Derrick Rose.
That's true, yeah.
And he said that he's concerned for Zion's weight because, and this is coming from Derrick Rose, who's not a huge guy.
No.
But he said that Derrick Rose feels that part of the injuries came because of his weight and also the style of play. Yeah. But he said that he should have shedded a couple pounds if he wanted to keep playing like that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
pretty valid point. I would agree.
I would have never thought he was big.
Wait, what?
Derrick Rose?
Oh, sorry. Talking about...
Oh, no. Zion is huge.
Oh, I see. You're saying Derrick Rose saying he could have shed some...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
To avoid more injuries.
Interesting. Yeah.
I think he just wants to be part of the conversation.
Okay. I'm like, yeah.
I feel like every time anyone says injuries, he's like, yeah. Derrick Rose raises his hand like...
I'm an expert.
Yeah.
I've been through it.
No, I've got my catalog of injuries here. Which one do you want to talk about?
No, I think it's a good idea that the team's sort of not rushing it and just letting him recover and urging fans to just stay positive. Because, I mean, Simmons did it. Embiid did it. Like, just rest and recover and just take the time, especially with his, like we said, like his build and his talent. Just fully recover and come back.
I'm a bit concerned now that this is becoming more of a trend that rookies are taking a year off because of injuries.
Right. So, I mean, it depends on the severity and the injuries, right?
I know, but...
When I say it's a trend per se, I mean...
Maybe it's because we're tracking it more, or we...
I think there's that. There's a lot more buzz around it.
Especially with someone like Zion.
I guess so, yeah. With the number one pick and, you know, a protege. So that might be a little more attention brought to him in that sense.
Do you think that we'll see Zion this season?
I don't know, but I like I said, like I think it's good that the team's not rushing it and really making sure like this is a huge draft pick for them and he's their franchise player for the next while. So, yeah, not too sure. I hope he does if he fully recovers, but if not, then
I think they're gonna shut him down soon.
It sounds like it,
because he's sort of meant to be the Rookie of the Year.
Right.
So just shut him. Don't play.
Yeah. No. It's just an award. I mean, he's got his whole career ahead of him, right? So you don't want to pull no.
But like you said, even if he's shut down, he can win it next year because that's his quote unquote rookie.
Which I don't really like that rule.
Yeah, no, me neither. Me neither.
If they're gonna keep it, that's that.
Do you think that he should lose some weight?
I think it would help. I think it would help. Definitely, like his style of play, maybe requires less like heavy impact on the landing. But who knows? He is a freak of nature, so can't speak for him.
I feel like I can.
Okay. You're a freak of nature?
No, I'm no.
Were you dunking on people this morning when you were playing the outdoor ball?
God dang it, no. It was quite the opposite. I had to take a nap after that. That's why I feel like I can speak for Zion when we say, like, stop eating pizzas, bro. I'm sure Louisiana cuisine is fantastic. And from what I've heard,
that wouldn't help, yeah.
It's a lot of, I think it's a lot of batter and fried stuff.
Yeah, a lot of seafood probably.
I've only had gumbo, which is from Louisiana. It's delicious, but it's such a heavy plate.
It's so good, right?
And I hope he's working out, because if you're having gumbo on a...
And trying to recover at the same
time. Yeah, that's not a good plan. Damn. It's not a good plan.
Maybe they just got to move him elsewhere right now to recover, so he's not eating gumbo all the time.
Yeah, somewhere where... California, you know, put him on a like keto diet, or, you know, drink kombucha, all that good stuff.
No, I'm curious. I look forward to seeing him.
You know, the part that sucks is that RJ Barrett is having a good season. Absolutely. Yes. Yes.
Rookie of the year running?
No, early. Jamorant. Oh, Jamorant. Yeah. Sorry. But now Jamorant is out with...
Oh, no.
Back with... Yeah, a small back injury because he landed twice.
Oh, shit.
Or at least once.
On his back.
Not only that, he went for the take and... He's like Derrick Rose, actually. Like,
right.
He's not afraid to
attack the rim.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
And he ends up most of the times on the floor.
Okay.
But last week, he went for the take. I think he got it in. But then when he landed, his back landed against a cameraman's knee.
Oh, shit.
So that got him. And then he had some back spasm. So the Grizzlies did the wise thing and pulled him out for a couple of games.
Good call.
But now I'm concerned that if that starts to hurt, then now Ja Morant will be shut down. I hope not, because he's having a really good beginning to his season.
It's fun watching him.
Yeah. And RJ Barrett is not... He reminds me a lot of DeMar DeRozan. Not super flashy. Yeah.
Okay.
He doesn't dunk it that much. Yeah, but he gets the job done.
Nice.
But that's not necessarily who wins Rookie of the Year.
Hmm.
Right? It's usually the guy that goes for the crazy takes, for the dunks. Right. Has a flashier style of play.
Doesn't help that you're on the Knicks either, I guess.
Also that.
It would be a bright side, though, if he actually got it.
Yikes.
Amongst all the...
It's going to take
the crap that's been going on there.
It's going to take a monumental effort for that to happen. Anyways, best of wishes, Zion. Lay off the burgers and the pizzas, man. Just saying. As an avid fanatic of fast food, don't do it. All right. Let's talk about our last topic of the day, the NBA midseason tournaments. So we're a little late to the party on this one, but we still want to give you a take. As everyone listening probably knows, the NBA is going to try to implement a midseason tournament. So Adam Silver and from what it's been leaked, the reports say that, the NBA wants to do a tournament that will reduce the number of games in the regular season to 72 or 74, so just 10 to 8 games. But there will be sort of a European soccer style cup in the middle. And by the middle, I mean November, December.
So really in the beginning of the season.
Sort of, yeah. I mean, if you consider the All-Star break, the midpoint. Oh, I see.
So the middle of the first half of the season, maybe.
I guess so, yeah.
Okay.
And where teams are either, and that's the part that it seems that they're still working on.
Right.
They're not sure if the results of this tournament will result in reseeding in the playoffs, or if the winning team should be awarded draft picks, extra draft picks. So the problem here is that the reality, or the bottom line issue, is that during this time of the year, November, December, you know, right before the Christmas games and right before the All-Star game, people are not really watching basketball. They're watching football, because the Super Bowl is generally in February, and the games that are happening during this period of time are more meaningful.
Right.
and that's where NBA ratings kind of drop.
Okay.
At the national level, because the smaller regional broadcasts, it's been reported that they're up, so people are more invested in their local team, which is good.
Yeah.
But the national games, I mean, also if you put these Warriors. Iteration of the Warriors, in national TV, no one's gonna watch it.
I think that has a lot to do with the ratings dipping a bit.
And you know, the Pelicans are gonna play in Christmas Day,
right? That too.
And no one cares about the Pelicans right now,
right? So that doesn't help.
It was just unfortunate, but okay. What is your take on the mid-season tournament, Sevs?
To be honest, I didn't know too much about it until this agenda came out. But I'm open to change, and if it doesn't work, they can just stop it. I like the idea that it's kind of like mirroring more like the European style with like different groups or different seedings, and how if you win more games, you get to play for picks.
Right.
Is that how it works?
Well, so it's kind of interesting. I'm not entirely sure, but I think if you win, say, I don't know, the Pelicans end up winning, they get another draft pick.
Hmm.
And this is also a trading chip, right?
Right. True. Yeah.
So even if you're the number one team, which the Lakers are,
right.
they can always use a draft pick, right? I mean, they gave them all away for AD.
So this would be done, I guess, just before the first like trade deadline, like December 15th type of thing?
I think that's the idea.
So that you would have something to work with.
I think that's the idea.
Okay.
But yeah. I think there's... I'm in for it.
I'm actually in for it. I think I'm buying it. I mean, it's something new. Like I said, like if it doesn't work, switch it up or don't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm also going to buy stocks on this.
Yeah.
Because it's new. I think it could be fun if it's well prepared.
It's done right, yeah.
I don't know how, I mean, it's different to see. We were just talking off the air that, you know, in football, every game matters, sort of, right?
True. Yeah.
Because there's only so many games.
Yeah.
And in basketball, it's sort of like your daily TV show that even when your favorite team is not on, you can still watch a good game.
Right.
Because it's a players' league and not a teams' league.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you are a fan of LeBron but not of the Lakers, you can still watch them.
Right.
And if you live in New York, you can still watch your Knicks if you desire to. I don't know why you would do that. But, you know, for teams that like the Hawks, the Knicks, the Warriors, the Pelicans, you know, the bottom of each conference, this midseason tournament also gives them something to fight for.
Yeah.
So this might incentivize those fan bases to be engaged with their team. Say like, okay, if we win this mini tournament.
That's a good point, yeah.
You know, and if it's good for us for the future.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a draft pick. Because we already suck. So we're going to get a good team. We're going to get a good draft pick.
Yeah.
Technically.
Cool. Yeah, it definitely gives the team and their fans something to look forward to. So it's a good way of looking at it.
I say go for it.
And it would be as early as next season, right? If it all goes well.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Too soon.
I think it's too soon because this still has to go to the
Players Association.
To the owners.
To the owners, okay.
Yeah, they have to approve it, which is where I think it might get stuck.
So it's really not up to the players, it's just up to the
owners. It's up to the owners.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's the board of directors or whatever that has to approve it.
Wow.
I think if it gets approved, the issue might be telling the players, you know, how to get excited about this other tournament. Like, okay, you're going to reduce the number of games, but you're making us play this extra set of games. I don't understand. Or is the tournament embedded within those 72 games?
Right. Or is it on top
of the 72
to make the 82?
Also, do all teams play in the tournament? All 30 teams? Or is it just like, you know, bottom eight? How do you decide that? Where do you make the cut?
Yeah, that's a lot of questions.
Because also, if you make a mini tournament with, say, the Pistons, the Hornets, the Bulls, the Wizards, the Cavs, the Hawks, the Knicks, the Thunder, Spurs, Blazers, Kings, Grizzlies, Pelicans, Warriors, I mean, it is exciting if you're a hardcore basketball nerd like we are, but if you're a casual fan, you know, seeing the Hawks and the Knicks battle it out is just like, eh.
That's true.
So
I'm just reading here. It says that 21-22
in two years.
It'll be the 75th anniversary of the NBA, so I think that's why they're kind of looking to sort of revamp it for that, maybe. Cool.
I'm in, because the more basketball to me, the better. I know the season is very long, and that's why there's a lot of injuries, and I'm completely aware of that, but as a fan, and the 12-year-old in me wants to watch basketball all the time.
Right.
So if you ask me, make it even longer, make it 100 games, make, you know, have the league and have a cup and some other tournament. Like, for me, the more the better. But I understand, you know, it cannot be done, and it shouldn't, because it might get boring. But I'm excited about the cup, or whatever they want to call it.
Whatever they, yeah. Who needs load management?
Just
play 100 games.
But what would you, if you were to organize a tournament, what do you think would be a good incentive for the teams or for the players? You know, what is the prize for the winning team of the tournament?
I think, like you said earlier, like playing for extra picks, or maybe somehow affecting your seeding in the playoffs, that would just make things interesting. Or, like, I guess kind of like round robin, or like single elimination knockout, that would just make the tournament more exciting.
I think they should do sort of like March Madness, like win or go home.
Yeah.
Because that's exciting. Like, every game matters.
Mm-hmm. Do or dies.
Have, that way you can have every team. It doesn't, I would say, even get rid of conferences.
Yeah.
Do it by, I don't know.
Do it by seeding? I don't know.
By ballot? Like a raffle.
Oh, just like a random draw. Yeah,
just throw all 30 teams' logos like in the draft, and then pick them by bracket. Like the World Cup.
Yeah.
You know, maybe the maybe the top two teams can be on different brackets.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is. Okay, Adam Silver, take notes. Okay. Two brackets, right? Whatever you want to call them, A and B.
Mm-hmm.
Super awesome and mega cool brackets. One bracket with today's seedings gets the Bucks. They're automatically put on bracket A. Then the Lakers are put on bracket B. Those are the top two teams. So technically, they don't face each other until potentially the finals.
Right.
And from there, then do a tombola, and then pick every team and say, like, you know, the Celtics, they go to bracket A. The Wizards, they go to bracket B. The Nuggets go to bracket A, and just do that team by team. You get your bracket. All right. Then once you've selected each team, maybe do it by the record at that point.
Yeah.
And see, all right, the Bucks are obviously number one, but then they're going to face, I don't know, maybe split that into two. So number 8 and number 9 versus 15 or whatever it is.
Right.
So that it's sort of even for everyone.
Yeah. As best as they can, yeah, make it even so that they're not complete blowouts.
Yeah. And then, you know, truly the best team in the tournament, quote unquote, has a chance to win.
Yeah, that would work.
Like, forget about conferences, forget about divisions, forget about, well, no, I think records should matter for the top two teams, not for everyone, and maybe for seeding. I think we solved it.
I think you solved it.
No, I just watched a lot of soccer when I was a kid.
Hey, man, that helps. These things work.
But yeah, it would be exciting to have that product. And, I mean, that's a matter of time, but if the cup sort of gets enough rep that fan bases start to care, you know, hang your banner. You know, 2021-22 NBA Cup champions.
Yeah, cup champions.
They need a better name. NBA Cup, I don't like it, but...
Yeah, it's kind of... Who knows?
So, yeah. I say go for it.
Yeah, looking forward to the mid-season tournament in 21-22.
Let's see if that happens. I hope it does.
I think it will.
Whew! All right. Well, as always, if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts or wherever there's a rating system, please rate us 5 stars. Leave a review, leave a comment, ask us questions, anything. Just make sure that you interact with us. Otherwise, Rafael will make you watch a Blazers game with him. And it's not fun, really. Unless he's losing, then it's super fun. If you're on Instagram, make sure you follow us at dropping.dimes, on Twitter at dropping_dimes1, facebook.com/dropping.dimes1, because without the one, that's not us. Go to our website, dropping-dimes.com, our email, contact@dropping-dimes.com. And if you happen to be looking for awesome articles to read on, go to vancouverbasketball.com, because we're now contributors of Vancouver Basketball, and we have three pieces up. We have two game recaps. So we're super fans of the Simon Fraser University clan. We're going to do their game recaps throughout the season. And there's a Night at the NBA Gallery article that we contributed, and you should look it up because it's awesome. Did I miss anything?
No, I think you covered it.
All right. Also, we have 5 minutes. Do you like the weekly dime for the name of the show?
Oh, yeah. It has a good ring to it. It makes sense.
I think so.
Yeah.
Let us know if you like the weekly dime. If you hate it, don't tell us, because, you know, this might be our name for the future. No, do tell us. Do tell us. Or if you have any other suggestions, please feel free to share them. Unless they're mean, then we don't want to hear those. But yeah, I think that's it for this week. All right. This was the Weekly Dime, and this is the Dropping Dimes crew signing off. Peace out. Peace.